in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, letter number 929, and this is dated on the 27th day of Adar Rishon, the Tovshin Yud Aleph in Brooklyn. Peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, I've already been in pain because you have kept quiet for so long. I didn't get any news from you, and therefore I was so happy now to receive your letter with your notice that, thank God, there is a improvement in his condition. As self understood, I will read that special note, the Pidyon Nefesh that you sent. I will read it on the graveside, on the Ohel, on the Tzion of my father-in-law. The Rebbe says, I'm going to repeat myself again, I'm going to duplicate, that you should reflect, and you reflect in a way that you should deeply stick your mind into this, that Hashem, blessed, is the one that leads the world, and each one of us individually. And therefore, you should remove the worry from your heart, because it's very certain that Hashem will lead it in the best way possible. It's not us, our responsibility. What we have to do is only to continue our matters in Torah and mitzvahs, which are given to us in our freedom of choice. I'm not telling you anything new, the Rebbe says, because these are things that are obvious and everybody knows them. But sometimes they remain sort of aloof. You don't, you know about a certain idea, but when it comes to actuality, you conduct yourself as if these matters are up to us. And that makes your life difficult. And in very simply, in the physical life, you make it harder for yourself, your worries and your all things that you don't have any control over. It's in Hashem's hand and you're sitting and worrying about him. That affects you. So therefore, when you are full and it penetrates that concept that Hashem Roi, that God is my shepherd, so then even the body and the animal soul feel lo yechzer, Hashem Roi lo yechzer. There's no, I'm not lacking anything. Rebbe says, God forbid, I'm not coming to give Musar, rebuke, but I am actually in pain because you're in pain. And your discomfort and your being upset causes me pain. You have no basis to be upset about anything, and for sure there is actually no reality of what you're worried about. Chassidus explained there's a distinction between when God tests you and things that you got to sort out. Basically, a test is really non-existent. To sort out things means they're existent, but you got to sort it out and figure it out. But a test is just a test to see how you're going to stand, but it's not really. So the Rebbe says, I'm hoping to get good news from your good health and your wife's good health, who is a relative of mine, the Rebbe says, with blessings. And you see again the endless importance that the Rebbe emphasizes on people having trust in Hashem and only to do what they can do. This is the further encouragement for the Rebbe to everybody to continue doing their work. Let me see